This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let me just get this out of the way real quick, and then we can move on, okay? Federal Reserve meets tomorrow. Interest rates probably staying where they are. Okay, so now to the actual nuts and bolts of this economy. We are going to go with housing today, about which there's been some less than great news the past couple of days, specifically about the housing pipeline. The Commerce Department says the number of housing starts fell more than 11% last month. The National Association of Home Builders says home builder confidence is down this month for the second month in a row. A lot of that is, of course, thanks to high mortgage rates. We talked about that. But the NAHB, the National Association of Home Builders, as I said, says those home builders are facing some supply side challenges, too. And we're not talking 2x4s and plywood here. Marketplace's Justin Ho enlightens us about something called an electrical distribution transformer.
You've probably seen one of these transformers before. A green or tan box near the sidewalk, or those trash can looking things attached to a utility pole.
Typically on a utility pole, they're round, and they're at the top of the pole.
That's John Kirk, managing director at Embry, a multifamily developer based in San Antonio. He says electrical transformers convert the electricity from the grid into electricity you can use in a house. In other words, construction companies need new transformers, or else an entire project can get delayed.
It's one of your top questions you ask. You want to go meet with the utility provider and say, hey, what's the story? What should we be expecting?
Kirk says the wait time for a transformer has grown from 3 to 4 months to at least a year. Rose Quint with the National Association of Home Builders says they've been in short supply since 2018, back when the Trump administration slapped tariffs on Chinese transformers.
As a result of that, the number of transformers that we bring in from China has fallen by nearly 90%.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has also placed tariffs on the kind of steel used to build transformers domestically. As a result,
we have seen the price of transformers increase by 85% since roughly the first quarter of 2018.
That's not only a problem for home construction. Aaron McLaughlin, senior economist with the Conference Board, says we also need new transformers to modernize the electric grid, something the Biden administration has been trying to promote.
All of the industrial policies, such as the Infrastructure Act to support electrical vehicle charging stations, and also our expansion of renewable energy into the grid.
McLaughlin says all of that will be a challenge if electrical transformers are still hard to find. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.